to say I'm sorry.
And forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Luke 11:4.
I once talked to a preteen about a lie that crept into his heart. You see, the boy believed that he was a failure because of something his dad once said to him. A few years passed and the boy grew into a handsome teenager. One day, I ran into him again and inquired about his lie of feeling like a failure. He cheerfully answered, "Oh, that lie has been removed." Astonished at his remark, I asked him how he got rid of this lie. He answered, "My dad said he was sorry for what he said to me and asked me to forgive him." Today I bless you to believe that it does make a difference to say, "I'm sorry." It does make a difference to offer an apology in a spirit of submission. It does make a difference to be atoning and show regret. To say, "I am sorry," can help deliver someone from the evil one.
Fools mock at making amends for sin, but goodwill is found among the upright. Proverbs 14:9.
I bless you to understand that to seek forgiveness for an offense could soften someone's hardened heart and release him from further temptation to hold onto his bitterness. To be atoning could deliver someone from strongholds set in place by the father of lies. Dropping your defense and offering an apology could bring truth to someone's darkened understanding and set him free.
A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Proverbs 15:1.
I bless you to believe that a gentle answer could turn away strong, vengeful anger and indignation. A gentle answer could soften someone's heart enough to open a channel for God's truth to enter, for God's hope to be revealed, for God's love to heal. May you be willing to offer an apology to those who might be holding something against you. May you do this for God's glory. I bless you.